So I'd love to hear any questions or comments that came up in this last little section when we were brainstorming the specifics within the petals. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I have a question.
Great.
I've been, really following your petals because they correspond to, I mean, you have the basic, you're covering the basic, and I'm adding a few of them. But even within the petals, I find it very easy to look at what you've done and what you've thought about, and just I divert from it a little bit. And there is just something, in infrastructure, I added absolutely no tower, how do they call, cell tower around, or to come by in the future. And I don't like when I write those very absolutely no. I'd rather put it in a positive way. And then I corrected it under free of cell tower. And I am wondering if in your diagram it does affect things, because I see that, when then I went on to neighbor, oh gosh, and you said no nuclear plant or chemical plant. And
I love the point you're bringing up. I think with any visioning and manifesting process, we'll be more effective if we can write what we do want rather than what we don't want. I agree with you 100%. Now, the version of Alan that came up with this was back in 1998, about a decade and a half ago, as of, this recording. So my thinking, my consciousness, a lot of me has evolved since then, and I agree that with you that I would rather put things in the positive as far as what I do want rather than what's lacking. However, whatever clarity you're able to access, that's what I want you to put down, because we're in the brainstorming process. So rather than at this stage evaluate them, just get the things out there because we're brainstorming. Just I want you to capture the clarity that you have in the moment. Now, if the clarity that you have in the moment is about things you don't want, but you're not clear what you do want, I want you to capture the current state of your clarity.
Oh, I know exactly what I want, but then what I want includes things that I absolutely, don't want.
I think that's fine.
Like, I want, even if it has everything, if it's close to a fracking area, like, there is no way.
Sure.
That would be, like, on top of the heap. So I'm going to find my words afterward, I guess. But so I'm going to write no.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry.
Nancy,
Yeah.
I want to have this idea and practice of writing things in the positive rather than the negative. I want you to have that as an orientation, not as a fundamentalist absolute belief. So have it as an orientation, but if you're clear that you don't want fracking, if you're clear that you don't want cell towers, just capture the clarity you have in the moment.
Okay. So how do you make it, can we make it like forever? How would you word that? How would you say, like, the property needs to be, protected?
Nancy,
Or
where are you calling from?
New York?
New York. One of the phrases I've heard is in perpetuity.
In perpetuity?
Yeah, like
Okay.
an area is protected in a certain way in perpetuity, or it's a land trust. So, but that's something that you can research, is what kind of language really fits for you. We're a minute over time, and I have one more hand up, so I'm just going to move on. Is that okay,
Okay.
Nancy?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank
Thank
you,
you.
Nancy. Okay, Lana.
Okay, I'll try to be brief so to not run over. So where I am is I wrote down what would be a healthy environment for me, and it was about a dozen things, and it was all specific things like a walkable city, having excellent sustainable municipal transportation, stuff like that. And so I tried to get that into a why, which is basically needs. And it keeps coming up into specific stuff.
The
So I
specific
just.
stuff is great. The specific stuff is what you want in the petals. The
Okay.
why and the
Oh.
needs are what the why and the needs are going to go in the center. But the petals are all about the specifics.
So I could actually do it in any sequence. If I can just get the petals, then I might come to a clearer understanding of the why. I mean, what it is I'm describing. Okay.
Sure.
That's cool. I can do it that way. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Now, the advantage of getting so clear about a walkable city is you're eliminating, 70% of the cities out there. Or 80 or 90. Or 90. No, really. It makes your land search so much more simple. So that's one of the reasons why we're getting so clear is it'll simplify the search, and we'll recognize it when we see it.